Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, and welcome to this live broadcast on Thursdays after Vedam Tutor, as we have every week on this day of the week. We move on to bhajans. And come to think of it, Vedam and bhajans have been two activities which are an integral part of the ashram life, which have been an integral part of the Sai mission right from the time Bhagwan declared his avatarhood, and which are such powerful mediums to channelize our energies onto the spiritual path. There are so many mysteries of the human body. There are so many profound things about the way nature is, the way a flower blooms, for example. And slowly, scientists are unraveling these truths. You know, probably we know 1/10th or 1/100th or 1/1,000,000th of how a particular organ in the body operates, or how a flower blooms. And we feel so happy. We marvel at God's creation. I would think that it is the same with everything that Bhagwan has laid down for each one of us. If he told us to chant Vedam, if he told us to sing bhajans, if he told us to do seva, it is because there are tremendous benefits from each of these activities. And if you believe that Swami is God, we just have to implicitly follow them, not question them, not try to understand them. Because it is for sure that it is good for us. And we will only see the benefits in the long run. Sometimes we may not be even able to see them tangibly, but we can for sure know that this is what is definitely good for us in every way. We have no clue what a bhajan session does, not only to us as an individual, but to the group, to the atmosphere, to the surroundings, to the entire humanity. Therefore, let us never miss an opportunity to spend time in bhajans, in devotional singing. Swami says devotional singing is one of the processes by which you can train the mind to expand into eternal values. Swami says teach the mind to revel in the glory and majesty of God, to wean it away from petty horizons of pleasure. Devotional singing induces in you a desire for experiencing the truth, to glimpse the beauty that is God, to taste the bliss that is the self. Bhagwan says it encourages man to dive into himself and be genuinely his real self. This is what devotional singing can do. It can give us samadhi. It can give us nirvana if we do it properly, if we do it with the right feeling. And the way Bhagwan has directed and instructed us, it should be done. And it is for this reason that we have started this program, Bhajan Tutor. So let's move on and learn one more bhajan today, how to render it and how to make it a fit offering to our Lord. I'm Team Radio Sai Pishu. The time in the studios now is 6:50. And let us begin by picturizing the Lord in the center of our being. Let us offer our most prayerful and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we determine to walk on the path laid down by you and live up to be your channels of love and peace that you expect us to be. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. In today's episode, we learn a bhajan dedicated to Baba as the supreme preceptor or the Sadguru. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba.
So that's the bhajan, and let's become familiar now with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then as usual we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to three former students of Bhagwan's university speaking to us about the directions that they have received about bhajan singing from the divine himself. So that's coming up towards the end of the program. Let's get started with the lyrics.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba, Charana Namostute, Guru Baba, Vidya Dayaka, Guru Baba, Shanta Swarupa, Guru Baba, Guruvara, Guruvara, Guru Baba.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line very slowly. Brother Anirudh will follow Brother Ravi Kumar after every line, and when he does that, you too, dear listeners, please join. It will help you to get a fairly good idea of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F Pancham. Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
Charana Namostute Guru Baba,
Charana Namostute Guru Baba,
Charana Namostute Guru Baba,
Charana Namostute Guru Baba,
Vidyadayaka Guru Baba,
Vidyadayaka Guru Baba,
Vidyadayaka Guru Baba,
Vidyadayaka Guru Baba,
Shanta Swarupa Guru Baba,
Shanta Swarupa Guru Baba,
Shanta Swarupa Guru Baba,
Shanta Swarupa Guru Baba,
Guruvara Guruvara Guru Baba,
Guruvara Guruvara Guru Baba,
Jai Guruvara Guruvara Guru Baba,
Jai Guruvara Guruvara Guru Baba,
Guru Baba, Guru Baba.
So that is the simple tune of the bhajan. You heard Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh sing every line for you. And now let us know about the swaras. Again, these are going to be perhaps very simple swaras. Anirudh is here to tell us more. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the make of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu, this is a very simple bhajan, as you already said, with you have very happy kind of feeling, and all the major notes in the bhajan.
Yeah.
People would have popularly heard this rag Bilawal.
Yes.
Very common raga.
Yes.
It's a Shankaravaranam in the Carnatic music.
Yes.
So it is just a note different from that rag.
Okay.
So you have in Shankaravaranam, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa
dhani sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
Whereas in this rag, which is called Hari Kamboji in Carnatic music and it is Ahilya Bilawal in the Hindustani music, you have sa re ga ma
pa dha ni.
Instead of
ni,
you have
ni sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Rest all other notes are shuddh.
Oh.
So only the ni is komal.
So just ni one.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So Anirudh, please go on and just do for us, for all our listeners, a small alap so that it sort of gives us a flow of this raga.
Yeah, actually there are many other ragas also which contains all these notes, but the usage of the notes are different.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are ragas like Jana Sammohini, there's a raga,
mm-hmm.
where you have this ni. The
mm-hmm.
main phrase consists of this ni, komal ni.
Yeah. So you are saying the swaras are the same.
Yeah, I'll just sing the alap which goes around all these notes.
Oh. Beautiful. So Anirudh, can you please now take us through the bhajan? Can we do the swaras for every line?
Yeah, surely.
Arvind Sai is here along with me to follow after using every line of the swaras.
Guru Baba Sapa pa pada ni da pada magare.
Sapa pa pada ni da pada magare.
Charana namostute Guru Baba. Sarire sa ga gare re gare sa.
Sarire sa ga gare re gare sa.
Vidyadayak Guru Baba. Sa sarine panini sa sa sa.
Sa sarine panini sa sa sa.
Shanta swarupa Guru Baba. Sapa pa pada ni da pada magare.
Sapa pa pada ni da pada magare.
Guru var guru baba. Sare re sa ga gare re gare sa.
Sare re sa ga gare re gare sa.
Wonderful. And are there more bhajans in this raga, Anirudh?
Yeah, there are many bhajans in this raga. And there are plenty of bhajans in the combination of both the nis, ni one and ni two.
Okay.
So, you may tell it's a mixture of Shankaravarnam and Hari Kamboji.
Yeah.
But you have some bhajans perfectly in Hari Kamboji.
Okay.
like Nandalala, Shama Sundara Nandalala, Kostubhadari Vanamaladhara, Shamala Madana Gopala. Beautiful bhajan in this raga. Then you have Panduranga Vithala Jai Pandharinatha Vithala, also in this raga. And if you see the combination, then you can have Kalyana Krishna, Kamaniya Krishna, there Murari Gopi, that becomes Shankarabharanam.
Yes. So you have both.
Both the knees. Yeah.
Shankarabharanam and Hari Kamboji mixed.
Haraja suno mere. That also has the feel of all these notes.
Yes. Wonderful. Shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular 8-beat, Adi Talam. It's a kind of medium fast bhajan where people sing not in the beginning of the bhajans, like towards the end of the bhajans.
Yes.
So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
Guru Baba, Guru Baba. Guru Baba,
Charana Namostute Guru Baba.
And it goes on.
Yes. I think it is one of those bhajans which Balvika's children can really learn it easily.
Yeah, it is a simple Namavali kind of bhajan.
Yes. For someone who is just beginning to learn bhajans can easily pick up this bhajan. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, the raga, the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to the most important aspect, the bhava. The feeling with which we should render this bhajan so that it becomes a worthy offering to our most beloved Lord. So let's start with the first line.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba.
Here the first word, Guru, means preceptor. In 1983, when the festival of Dasara was fast approaching, a few students had been selected by Bhagwan to deliver talks during the mandir sessions every evening. One day, Bhagwan summoned these students to his presence and very lovingly he asked each one of them about his topic for the talk. When he came near Mr. Sanjay Sahani, who is currently the director of the Vrindavan campus and then a student, he said, "Swami, I would like to speak on Sai, our Sadguru." Bhagwan then asked him, "Who is a guru?" And Mr. Sahani, who knew that Bhagwan was not looking for a translation of the word guru, and he thought it is wise to keep silent, he did not utter a word. And just as he had wished, Swami himself explained, "Gu stands for darkness, the darkness of ignorance, and Ru is the one who removes this ignorance. So Guru is the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance." Then Swami asked, "Who is a Sadguru?" And Mr. Sahani said, "Swami, Sadguru is the one who takes the individual beyond the ocean of samsara, the ocean, the cycle of birth and death." And Swami seemed to be satisfied with the answer, and then he immediately, emphatically declared, "Sai is not the Guru or Sadguru. Sai is Jagatguru. He is not just teacher of truth, he is the teacher of the world." And that came straight from the divine. The other word, Baba, in this line literally means father. But Bhagwan has also given another explanation for this word. Be means Sat or being. A means chit or awareness. The second B means ananda or bliss. And the second A means Atman or the Supreme Self. Therefore, the entire word means I am Satchit Ananda Atman, that is being, awareness, bliss, Atman, that is B-A-B-A, Baba. But Swami did not stop with that. Swami added, "You too are Satchit and Ananda Atman. Only you are not aware of it, you have not discovered it, you have not revealed it to yourself." So the phrase Guru Baba refers to the Supreme Lord who came on earth as Sri Satya Sai Baba and lived his entire life as the preceptor par excellence. Bhagwan on many occasions stressed that God alone can be the Guru because He has the power of cleansing us of our ignorance. In the first volume of Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Professor Kasturi writes about how Bhagwan was hailed as a Guru even as a young child. In this biographical account, he recounts how the young Satya kept away from places where pigs or sheep or cattle were killed or tortured, or where fish was trapped or caught. He avoided kitchens and vessels used for cooking flesh or fowl. When a bird was selected and talked about by someone in connection with dinner, little Satya would run towards it and clasp it to his bosom and fondle it as if that extra love he poured on it would induce the elders to relent and spare that feathered being. Even at that young age, Satya abhorred non-vegetarian food just like his grandfather did. He used to run to the house of Karnam Subbamma, for they were vegetarians, and take the food offered by that pious lady. Satya rarely retaliated when he was handled roughly by playmates. Although information about such ill treatment came to his parents through other kids, Satya never said a word. In fact, he didn't seem to suffer any pain or discomfiture. He always spoke the truth and never resorted to the usual tricks that children tell in order to cover up their mistakes. At the tender age of 3 and 4, little Satya's heart melted at human suffering. Whenever a beggar appeared at the door and raised his cry, Satya left off play and rushed in to force his sisters to dole out grain or food. The adults were naturally irritated by the endless procession of outstretched hands. They lost temper and they sometimes shouted the beggar off before Satya himself could bring relief. But if the beggar left unattended to, it made Satya weep so long and loud that only by bringing the dismissed beggar back could the elders stop the wailing. Sometimes, in order to put a stop to what the elders thought was expensive and misplaced charity, Mother Ishwarama caught hold of little Satya and with a finger raised in warning, she said, "Look here, you may give the beggar food, but mind you, you will have to starve." Even this did not daunt Satya. He used to run inside and bring out food to the hungry man at the door and stay away from dinner or lunch himself. Nothing and nobody could persuade him to come to his plate that day, which was left untouched. When Satya began running about in the street, he sought out the maimed, the blind, the decrepit and the deceased and led them by the hand to the doorstep of the parents. The sisters had to discover from the store or the kitchen some grain or food and put it into the beggar's bowl, while little Satya looked on, happy, smiling. Satya was held up before the children as the ideal by every mother and father so often that the children started referring to him as their guru. In fact, the parents and others came to know about this under strange circumstances. It was Ram Navami, and late in the night the procession wended its way around the village. A huge picture of Sri Rama was placed on a flower bedecked bullock cart, and the priest sat upon it in order that the flower garlands offered by the householders could be placed on the picture and the camphor they presented be duly burnt and waved in front of the picture. The pipers and drummers awakened the sleeping villagers, and thus the cart proceeded along the uneven roads. Suddenly, the two sisters discovered that little Satya was not at home. A search was ordered and men ran about frantically, for it was already past midnight. But their attention was distracted just then by the arrival of this decorated bullock cart with Sri Rama outside their door. And when the inmates of Pedda Venkappa Raju's house went to the doorstep, they were surprised to see their 5-year-old Satya sitting on the bullock cart, nicely dressed and with evident authority. And he was there under the picture of Sri Rama. And they asked Satya's companions why he was seated there on top and was not walking on the road along with them. Prompt came the answer from all the little children, the band of boys. They said, "He is our guru." And Professor Kasturi writes in that beautiful book, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, yes, he is the guru of the children of all ages, of all regions, for all times. Thus, even as a little child, Satya was the eternal Jagat Guru, the ideal for all to emulate. So in this line, Guru Baba, Guru Baba, we hail Bhagwan as the supreme guru or preceptor, the one who taught us through his entire life how to be an ideal person. Let's move on to the second line.
Charan namostute Guru Baba.
The first word here is charana, meaning feet. The second word is namostute, derived from namaha, meaning salutation. Astu means be, and te means you. Thus namostute means I salute you, or I offer my respects to you. The other phrase, Guru Baba, is something we already discussed. So in this line, Charana Namostute Guru Baba, we bow to the lotus feet of our divine Lord and supreme teacher, Bhagwan Baba. And why the feet? Swami has on so many occasions explained that just as the feet support the whole body, it is the divine that supports everything in this universe in his subtle form. Offering prostrations at the feet is a symbolic representation of this profound fact. Let's move on to the third line.
Vidyadayaka Guru Baba.
The first word here is Vidya, meaning knowledge. In his divine treatise, Vidyavahini, Bhagwan says, knowledge of the supreme principle that knows no beginning, that was there before everything and that has no end, that which expands as far as it wills, that which progresses as diverse as it feels, that through its fullness fills the universe, that is known as Vidya, or knowledge, or wisdom, or awareness. Bhagavan further adds, Vid is the root from which the term Vidya is derived. Ya means what, and Vid means light. So, that which gives light is Vidya. That is the basic meaning of this word. Vidya is the process of acquiring knowledge. The second word is Dayaka, meaning to confer. Therefore, in this line, Vidya, Dayaka, Guru Baba, we glorify the Lord as the bestower of supreme wisdom and knowledge, the supreme realization that can free us from all worldly entanglements. Let us now move on to the fourth line.
Shanta Swarupa Guru Baba.
Here the first word is Prashanta, meaning supremely peaceful. The second word is Swarupa, meaning form or embodiment. In Prashanti Vahini, Bhagwan writes, many feel that they have peace when some worldly desire that was vexing them is satisfied. But that is not real peace. It is but a temporary, short-lived interval between one worry and another. The syllable pra in Prashanti means expanding, enlarging, vikasa. And so, pra-shanti means that type of shanti. That is to say, the absence of desire and anger, the absence of greed and hatred. Absence of mere anger cannot be taken as peace. And Swami further explains, the winning of a desired object and the satisfaction one gets then should not be confused with shanti. The shanti that has pervaded the heart must not be shaken subsequently for any reason. That type of shanti, that type of peace alone deserves to be called prashanti. Prashanti has no ups and downs. It cannot be partial in adversity and complete in prosperity. It cannot be one thing today and another tomorrow. Maintaining the same even flow of ananda, the same flow of bliss and joy always, that is prashanti. So in this line, Prashanta Swarupa Guru Baba, we describe the Lord as eternal peace. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Guruvar, Guruvar, Guru Baba.
Guruvara occurs twice in this line and it means greatest among gurus. Baba once beautifully said, the God within is the Guru of Gurus. There is a riveting account shared by Dr. Rajneesh Talwar, which is so appropriate here. Dr. Rajneesh Talwar is an oncologist and an ardent Sai devotee. He is a colonel in the Indian Armed Forces Medical Services and he heads the Department of Oncosurgery at the Research and Referral Hospital in New Delhi. He had his first concrete divine experience with Bhagwan in 1978. In fact, you can listen to this wonderful account on our radio series, Tryst with Divinity. Being in the Indian Armed Forces Medical Services, he was posted to different places in India. When he was stationed in Chennai, his superior was Dr. Verma, who is the present superintendent of the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital at Puttaparthi. Dr. Talwar found on his desk a photograph of Bhagwan Baba, and on querying Dr. Verma about it, he was told that Baba is Dr. Verma's guru. And after this, his curiosity grew, and after 6 or 7 months of his repeated pestering, Dr. Verma gave him a book about Baba, and that book really intrigued him. It made him eager to go to Puttaparthi and see for himself who this Baba really was, and so he and his mother made their first trip to Puttaparthi in late 70s. During the first darshan, Dr. Talwar sat next to an Englishman who seemed to sense it was his first visit to Puttaparthi, so Dr. Talwar observed many people giving letters to Swami and wondered what it was all about. This Englishman, who was noticing Dr. Talwar, told him that he could also write a letter, and if Swami took it or Swami blessed him, then his wish would probably be granted. Now, though Dr. Talwar didn't quite believe this, he decided to play along, and when the Englishman tore a small piece of paper and gave it to him, he started writing a letter, and he began writing, "If you are God." And it went on, and Bhagwan had already started giving darshan, and Dr. Talwar knew that he would reach him in about probably 3 minutes, so in his mind he wondered whether to ask for a Mercedes car or a BMW or a big house or a super speciality where he could pursue his study of oncology and surgery. But without his own volition, without knowing the reason, somehow his hands wrote, "Please give me peace." It almost happened unconsciously. He himself was quite surprised with what he had written. And when Bhagwan came near, Dr. Talwar was actually deep down in the crowd, and there was no way he could really hand this letter to Bhagwan. But Bhagwan looked at him for a second or so and blessed him clearly by raising his hands. Now, Dr. Talwar instantly felt as if Swami was conveying to him that there was no greater gift than peace. That is the greatest gift Baba could give him. And he says, some magic happened from that moment on, and he felt he was floating in the air. This effect lasted for a fortnight, even after his return to Chennai. Even his friends and colleagues started pointing out that he wasn't the same person, that he appeared much different, much calmer. Even though Dr. Talwar felt that he had been hypnotized by Baba, he felt it was a positive kind of hypnotism and he really wanted it to continue. And so, within a fortnight, he returned to Parthi. He wanted that experience again. He wanted to sustain that experience. And when he came back, the first day itself, Swami blessed him from a distance, and Dr. Talwar says that he felt Swami was speaking to him from inside his own heart. Bhagwan told him, he says, "Whether you call me a magician or a human, it doesn't affect me at all. What matters to me and to you is what you know about yourself and whether it enhances you or not. If you know yourself, then rest assured that you will start having glimpses of me too. But even that is not important. To have glimpses of me is not important. To have glimpses of yourself is more important, because that is going to elevate you." These were the messages that were coming from inside, and it goes on. And Swami says, "And yes, the second thing is, I did raise your consciousness for those 15 days. And now you have come here to ask me to keep you there. Let me tell you that I will not keep you there. You will keep yourself there. It is going to be your effort." And Swami went on, "Take me as a teacher. A teacher is a must for you. Just like to be a surgeon, you need a teacher. To know how to live, you need a teacher too. and I am that teacher, I am that guru. I will teach you how to live, how to think, how to perceive, how to talk, how to relate yourself with others and how to relate yourself with yourself. And this will evolve you. All this was happening inside the heart of Dr. Talwar, and he then asked Bhagwan how he would learn everything, and Bhagwan replied, I have not come to teach anything new. It is just that you had never tried to understand the Vedanta, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana. Even if you did try, you would require a teacher, and I am the teacher who will make you understand your own religion, your own scriptures, and that will keep you at that level which you are presently in. And Dr. Talwar shares that after this experience, he did become such a serious student of Bhagwan that all his annual leave of 2 months and about 20 days of casual leave were spent in Puttaparthi from then on. In fact, people in Puttaparthi started identifying him as a Swami student because of how he looked and how he conducted and how often he was here in Prashanti. So that was the heart-to-heart interaction between this devotee and the Sadguru. Dr. Talwar had the chance to receive Vibhuti from Bhagwan's own hands once or twice, and there were a couple of other interactions with him, but otherwise everything happened with Bhagwan speaking to him from within, from inside his own heart. The Guru, the Sadguru, was guiding him from his inner self, his inner being. And that voice is the voice of the Sadguru. So in this line, Guru Vara, Guru Baba, we call out to that enigmatic Lord, to that greatest of the Gurus who is inside us, as our Hridayasthai, Satya Sai is our Hridayasthai, as the enveler of our heart. And we call out to that supreme preceptor, the greatest of all teachers. So with that, we have understood the meaning of all these lines to at least some extent. And now, as we move on in this program, let's listen to the students of Bhagwan's university sing this bhajan in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen, please sing along.
Guru Baba, Guru Baba,
last part of this program, here is a small excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in June 2013. You have three former students of Bhagwan's University, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share what they have learned about bhajan singing from Bhagwan himself.
Another very powerful technique is, if you don't know the story behind a particular bhajan, you make your own story. You know, that's the easiest. And it's a very, very powerful technique. I can just give you one example of some stories that I have made. For example, Swami, in one of the discourses in 1996, he said, Maya is like a dog which is guarding the Lord's palace. And when you come over there, you have two choices. Either you fight against that Maya, okay, and then tame the dog, which is a very ferocious dog, and then reach the master. But the easiest way to reach the master is simply stand at the gate and say, Master! Master! And the master comes out in the balcony and says, hey, what do you want? He says, Lord, I want to come and meet you. The Lord comes down, chains the dog, and takes you into the gate. So, such a beautiful and simple technique that Swami has told. Now, just imagine if the same thing we were to make into a bhajan. So, for imagine, you know, you are approaching the Lord's mansion. Krishna, Shri Hari Krishna. You are calling out to the Lord. Krishna, Shri Hari Krishna. And Krishna comes to the balcony and says, Yem Kavali, what do you want? Govinda Gopala Krishna Krishna. This dog is there. Oh Lord, please save me from this dog. Okay, and this dog is now ferocious one. It is coming towards you with all its ferocity. And so he says, Nanda Mukunda Govinda Navanita Chora Gopala. And it's barking away. Govinda Gopala Gokula Nandana Govinda Krishna Shri Hari Krishna Krishna Shri Sai Krishna. And then the Lord comes down and opens the gate. So in this way you can make a story behind every bhajan, and that will give you that bhava to make your own stories and go get closer to the Lord. So this is one way of actually making a story. I'll probably then ask Bhaiya to sing a particular bhajan that the story is associated with. And this is, in fact, happened when I was watching the Chaitanya drama, in which Ravi sir was in fact Chaitanya. He was playing the role of Chaitanya. And there's a very beautiful scene where it's Chaitanya's room, which was on the stage. And Chaitanya is so lost in Krishna. And he's simply crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And there are lots of pillars. And Krishna just emerges out of one pillar. And Chaitanya sees Krishna and runs towards it and hits his head on that pillar. But Krishna disappears and appears behind another pillar. And then he says, Krishna! And so he runs to another pillar, hits over there, and Krishna disappears from there. And it was such a moving scene. It went straight into my heart, and I remember this particular bhajan Bhaiya can sing. So just imagine that you're seeing Krishna appearing and disappearing, and you're pining for him.
Giridhar Govind Gopal.
He's running behind the pillars.
Ghanshyam Nandalala.
Oh Nandalala, when will you come?
Manamohana Madhusudana Hemadhava.
Please, I'm waiting for you. Give me that darshan.
Damodara Janardana Murali.
There's a little bit of anger in this, you know. Damodara, Janardana, aren't you able to hear my call out to you? Come! And then listening to this, Lord's heart melts and he appears in his Chaturbhujadhari.
Namo Sai Narayanaya. Namo Satya Narayanaya. Namo Sai Narayanaya.
Of course, in Bhaiya's voice, you know, it can take you to another level. But yes, that is the kind of stories that we can make along with bhajans. And that is another way in which we can get bhava.
So you heard a small excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we've reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in bringing it to you. As always, please send in your feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Dhananjay Sunil and Abhishek. And the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With loving reverence and gratitude, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Baba.
So with this, it's time to conclude this segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nityadhyasanam. As you know, it's a program based on Bhagwan's discourses. After this program, I will be back for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside at 8:30. And today, you're going to listen to two enriching conversations. First, with a former student of Bhagwan's university, who is currently in a very high position in the armed forces, who has been serving in the defense for 14 years. But this student comes to Puttaparthi every year, taking a vacation of 15 days. You know why? To teach the current students in March past. And he's been doing this for the last 6-7 years with a lot of dedication. Every year, taking a fortnight off only to teach and train his younger brothers in March past. We are going to listen to what is his inspiration, what drives him to do this year after year. And after this, I'm going to play for you the second part of the reinvigorating joy experienced by four devotees who were here for Christmas 2013. What they experienced and what they have carried with them back to their countries. I promise you, both of them are really very, very elevating expressions of experiencing the divine in a myriad ways. So we will listen to all this 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Enjoy this session with Prem and Sai Prakash. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.